Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A 22nd person is now dead as a result of the mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas on Saturday. The hospital confirms that another patient who suffered major injuries has died. Investigators are treating the Walmart attack as a case of domestic terrorism. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports the FBI is alerting the public against the possibility of copycat attacks.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is offering his condolences to the victims and families of those affected by the weekend's violence. He says the FBI is bringing its full resources to bear to help in the investigations. The Bureau's Domestic Terrorism Hate Crimes Fusion Cell is supporting the investigation into the El Paso shooting. Federal prosecutors say they are treating it as a domestic terrorism case. They also are weighing possible hate crimes charges against the gunman. The FBI, meanwhile, says it remains concerned that violent extremists in the U.S. could take inspiration from these and other high-profile shootings and carry out copycat attacks. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Hours later, more lives were forever changed by a second mass shooting this weekend in Ohio. In under a minute, the shooter killed 9 people in a nightclub district of downtown Dayton before he was taken down by police. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says the motive remains unknown.
Just based on where we're at now, we are not seeing any indication of race being a motive. But we are not through all the evidence. And so until we're through all the evidence, we cannot rule that out. But I'm saying we're not seeing at this time that suggests race is a motive.
One of the victims killed was the shooter's sister. In condemning the 2 shootings over the weekend, President Trump says there need to be changes in the country's mental health laws. He says several factors contribute to such violence, such as radicalization through the internet and violent video games. He says the penalty for hate crimes should be death. But his critics say real change won't come until assault-style weapons are restricted. They also say Trump is culpable because of his rhetoric. 3 days after the resignation of Puerto Rico's governor following weeks of protests, the island is in a constitutional crisis over who should replace him. NPR's Adrian Florido reports many are questioning the legitimacy of the man who took the oath of office last Friday.
After Governor Ricardo Rosselló resigned on Friday, the man who took the oath of office to replace him was Secretary of State Pedro Pierluisi. Rosselló had appointed him just before stepping down, making Pierluisi first in the line of succession. But Puerto Rico's legislature had not fully confirmed Pierluisi as Secretary of State when he took the oath to become governor. On Sunday, the president of Puerto Rico's Senate filed a lawsuit asking a court to remove Pierluisi from office. In the meantime, the Senate is expected to vote any time now on whether Pierluisi should remain. It's unclear whether the Senate has that constitutional authority, but Pierluisi has said that if the Senate does vote, he'll respect the result. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
This is NPR News. Unemployed miners in Kentucky are fighting to get millions of dollars in back pay that they say their former employer, Black Jewel, owes them. Black Jewel is now bankrupt. Some of those miners boarded buses today to attend a federal bankruptcy court hearing in West Virginia. Others have been staging a protest on railroad tracks near Cumberland, Kentucky, since last week, blocking a train carrying a lucrative stash of coal. A European climate agency says last month was the hottest July the planet has experienced since record-keeping began more than a century ago. And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports July 2019 beat the previous record set in 2016.
The Copernicus Climate Change Service says July broke dozens of new temperature records at the local, national, and global level, and that 2015 to 19 will go down as the warmest 5-year period in history. The ranking was generated by taking millions of readings from weather balloons, satellites, buoys, and other sources on an hourly basis. July's temperature spike was driven largely by record heat in Western Europe. The heat wave also culminated in one of the largest ice melts ever recorded in Greenland, which poured 197 billion tons of water into the North Atlantic and raised sea levels. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Stocks have taken a nosedive after President Trump said China was manipulating the UN. The Dow was down 2.9%, S&P was off 2.9% as well, and the Nasdaq had fallen 3.5% since the open. This is NPR News.